Broadcasting Network.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, January 3rd, 2020, folks. Wow. Where the hell did that year go? I'm still thinking it should feels more like 20, maybe 16, maybe 2017. Here we are in 2020. Spinning out of control with governments that don't recognize that they're governments and they have a role to play, but not playing chess games with pieces, human beings, for the game. And what is that game? Well, if you don't know by now, and you've been listening to this program, you ain't been listening. Now, folks, I am telling you, I don't believe there's going to be a World War III simply because everybody seems to have nuclear weapons, don't they? And those with the most to lose are going to have the least to defend themselves in a non-nuclear arrangement. So if they think they're going to be wiped out, why not use a nuclear weapon? Yeah, I know the retaliatory strike's going to turn our country into a burned-out cinder. Yeah, okay, but we're going to get some of you first. It's almost like they're inviting chaos and insanity, doesn't it? I'm not going to bother trying to wade through the rest of their propaganda, folks. I mean, this is crazy. And here, sitting here trying to figure out what the game is afoot when I already know the gestalt or the overview of all of this, and then we're supposed to get bogged in the minutiae and continue discussing what? I'm tired of talking about the Middle East. I'm tired of talking about Syria. I'm tired of talking about Iraq. I'm tired of talking about Iran. I'm certainly tired of talking about Afghanistan. What in the hell are we doing there? That's the question that's not being asked. Well, by the way, from another quarter here, my wonderful, I just appreciate the United Nations so much. You know, a place where selected people and diplomats can come and, well, they can sit and listen to each other. You would have thought, folks, with all the blood and money and all of the strife and the chaos and the death, and if we were to allow the UN on U.S. soil, you'd think that it'd be run by somebody other than the communist, wouldn't you? You would think. But that is not the case. A whistleblower reveals that the UN planned invasion by refugees into the U.S. is already underway. A Missouri woman is interviewed by radio talk show host Joss Cholley. I've spoken to Joss before. And tells how she became involved in her state refugee immigration program and how the program is far more extensive and advanced than most people realize. She describes how the UN, under the heading of Agenda 2030, is planning immigration into the U.S., similar to what happened in Europe and is still going on in Europe. The goal is to create chaos and lay the foundation for breaking the U.S. into smaller political units with equal UN representation and the end of America as a sovereign nation. Tolley interviewed the unidentified American woman from Missouri who learned about her state's refugee immigration program by attending UN-sponsored meetings and participating in the programs. She said the refugees are brought into the U.S. in alliance with the UN Refugee Resettlement Organization Offices of Refugee Monitoring out of Washington, D.C. In her state, Missouri Social Services administers the refugee programs that provide welfare for housing, food stamps, and Medicare, in addition to cash and jobs. Any of y'all getting that out there? Anybody unemployed out there, you getting that kind of help? No, you're not, are you? The refugee receives U.S. passports and Social Security numbers so they can receive Social Security benefits of what they've never paid into and they're certainly not entitled to. But we're going to give them the card. And we're going to give them a passport, a U.S. passport. They haven't been vetted, but we're just going to give them a passport. We don't even know their full names. I'll get around to more of that later. Many refugees are allowed into the U.S. of communicable diseases such as tuberculosis, leprosy, and smallpox. The woman reported that there is zero vetting of refugees, and most are they call it FUNUS, F-U-N-U-S, which is an acronym for full name unknown. Most of them are males ages 15 to 45 instead of women and children. Again, why males? What about these poor women and all these poor children? No, we're going to get to 15 to 45-year-olds. She said that Trump reduced the number of refugees from Obama's proposed 110,000 down to 50,000. From October 2016 through February 2017, the U.S. had taken in 34,000. Democrats are not only supporters of increased refugee immigration. Remember the guy that didn't like Donald Trump, the ex-Speaker of the House, Mr. Paul Ryan, that you haven't heard squat from since that little smiling clown was let go? Well, Paul Ryan is advocating bringing in 300,000 refugees. Well, that's what he's up to. Okay, thank you. The refugees usually are transported for settlement in the dead of night, not because of the lower airfares, but because that avoids being seen by large crowds at airports. The federal government is selective about how many refugees are being resettled in the U.S., and many governors are totally unaware of how many are in their states. The governors of Texas and Tennessee have refused to accept any more refugees and now are being sued by the U.S. government. Imagine, the U.S. government suing the state of Texas, folks, because you're not going to take any more refugees in. To you, how's that? The Wilson Fish Program allows the U.S. government to circumvent state sovereignty in refugee resettlement by funding third-party organizations. She mentioned several third-party organizations that benefit from taxpayer money in this way. They include the Jewish Vocational Services, which is also uses the name Jewish Technical Services, Catholic Charities, and Lutheran organizations. They receive $2,500 to process each refugee, plus block grants to staff offices. She said she believed they are making huge amounts of money over and above their cost. Her closing comment was she believes the refugees are a tool of invasion used by the United Nations under Agenda 2030 to remove national borders. If the UN officially recognizes a group of refugees, then U.S. peacekeeper soldiers may be placed wherever the refugees are located. She said there have been sightings of UN trucks in her state. She said that there is also a scheme to remove county sheriffs in order to implement total UN authority in local areas. Mike, remember people saying the old boys that weren't going to crack a breach until they said they saw blue beanies or blue helmets in the United States? Well, boys, we're going to hold you to it. Hoping that you're not too damned old to load a rifle and shoot it, okay? She ended the interview by exhorting people to get involved locally, to learn what's going on in their communities, to read about their state's refugee programs on their social services website, and then go and talk with these local and state lawmakers to stop this covert UN scheme for destruction. Now, we got 18, including out there in Arizona, we got 18 governors that are going, yeah, bring the refugees in. Yeah, bring them in. 18 states. With really what should be going on right now? While they're saying bring them in, we should be telling the governors, it's time to get out. James in Kansas. Hello, James.
Years ago, during Gulf War II, I heard the reason we went into Iraq was because the oil in Iraq is shallower than those other countries in that region, and therefore the pumping cost is much less. And then Saddam decided to try and use euros to trade in oil, and he really got slapped on the wrist pretty hard.
Okay, James, hold on a second. Remember the scam that they tried to pull on us with saying, oh, the oil is being depleted. Oh, we're running out of oil. No, we're not. The world is awash in this stuff. And about this same time, James, oh, well, we are going to go green. We're going to stop using oil and coal and even natural gas. The whole thing is contradictory. The whole damn thing. Right. They can't even get their lies straight.
Keep them confused.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. That's why I just had to throw my knowledge of geology in, talk radio geology.
Well,
I'll shut up now and let somebody else.
Thank you, James. I
appreciate with you.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your call. You know, and let's not forget. Remember our preacher guy that was up there in Alaska? Remember that guy? He was brought up there to stop all the drinking and all the fighting and all that stuff. What was that guy's name? Gosh, Lindsey Williams. And then he found out, wait a minute, there is a crap load of oil up here in Alaska, along with some of the biggest reserves in the world for natural gas. So we've got plenty of this stuff, and it's fairly cheap, whatever we haven't contracted out to foreign countries, where, excuse me for saying this, folks, you know, like my grandma used to take that fat off of the milk and she'd make her ice cream butter. Yeah. It's kind of like that. But we have the stuff that we need to continue trucking along here. And, well, you know, we can sell off not the good fat stuff, but we can sell off the other stuff. We got plenty of that. But America first on this deal, be energy independent. It's a laugh. It is a freaking joke. And what hit the news again today? You know, it's amazing what these advocates for bringing in all these people from around the world. You know, truth be told to the American people, what state our state is actually in this country, along with the refugees that have been allowed into this country, we'd be throwing them out by the seat of their britches, along with the politicians and all the NGOs out there that have been working overtime to bring these people into this country. Because fact be known, folks, we're flat busted, broke on our butts. Well, another death is attributed to illegal alien serial killer. Oh, this guy's, he's a repeat offender. serial killer in the Dallas area, bringing his little count up to 20. Now this guy, this wonderful human being, that folks, I believe in law and order, due process, whatever. But you know what? Every once in a while, I get this urge that I see somebody with, you know, this face represents nothing. There's no soul to this. They're just outright murderers. Multiple murders. And I just get this urge, this little video starts running in my head of taking a 12-gauge shotgun and saving the taxpayers a buttload of money and just blowing his head off his shoulders. It must be all that graphic violence in movies that gives me these terrible thoughts. Mike, give me one of your Xanaxes. Boy, I got an evil look. No, he's not on Xanax. Please don't call. Another family believed that serial murderer and illegal alien Billy Kamimir killed their mother. The serial killing suspect is accused of smothering an older woman before robbing jewelry and other items around the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Originally, on December 3, 2017, Diane Delahunt was found dead at Preston Place Senior Living Apartments in Plano. Three rings were missing from her fingers, although police informed her family that she died of natural causes. Now, isn't that amazing? Was that the police on the scene making out the report? I don't know. It's not clear about this. But when did suffocation follow with natural causes? However, Delahunt's cause of death changed in July 19. Oh, okay. To undetermined, and her daughter claims police recently told her that serial murder suspect Billy Shimimir was responsible for killing her. Delahunt's death is the 20th linked to Shimimir. Two other women survived attacks in Frisco and in Plano. The illegal alien was indicted on 12 counts of capital murder in Dallas and Collin counties and two counts of attempted capital murder. In addition, eight more North Texas families stated that police suspect Shimimir killed their loved ones. Now, of course, the guy is maintaining his innocence. He's currently in the Dallas County Jail with $16.2 million bail. Laura Delahunt stated she found her mother lying dead on the floor of her apartment 2 years ago. She noticed a large knot on her mother's head, but Lori Delahunt did not suspect foul play at the time. Originally, police told her death was allegedly due to natural causes, a heart attack or a stroke. Laura Delahunt originally thought that maybe her mother hit her head before falling. After the attack, Delahunt tried looking for the three rings, an engagement ring, a wedding ring, and a 50th anniversary gold band, and then filed an insurance claim after failing to find them. A few months later, she learned from other residents at Preston Place that police were investigating deaths and thefts there as well. Additionally, she learned about the case of a woman surviving an attack by a man who tried to suffocate her and stole her jewelry. Lori Delahunt called Plano police in March of 2018, and they informed her that her mother was on the list, which surprised her. At the time, she learned about Shimimir, and the list of people who had been accused of murdering between 2016 and March 2018. Folks, these people are not being vetted. They're criminals. They're being allowed into this country. They're being given passports, food stamps, money, any damn thing that they need. And evidently, I guess it's some kind of cardinal sin if you dare to peek into their background to find out who these people really are. But nobody wants to look. We just want to get all soft and oozy and goozy, call them refugees, these poor people, and we got to let them into this country. I can't wait till we start deporting the people in this country out of this country that are allowing this to go on.
By mass media, it's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Just as I said, folks, you know, there is a reason why the developed countries of the world have national health care and no guns. And we were on that list. They knew it was going to be a tough nut to try to get our guns, and so far we've been able to hang on to them. And we don't have a national health care yet. But this is exactly the tool that they're going to wield. Get a load of this one. A branch of the UK's National Health Service announced a new policy under which it may withdraw treatment from patients who they think are racist or sexist. The latest instance of government-enforced political correctness demonstrates the danger of allowing governments to provide health care. When the state pays for your treatment, it has the power to deny that treatment if you fail to obey. The North Bristol NHS Trust announced the launch of its Red Card to Racism campaign. Red Card to Racism. They call themselves communist here? I don't know. Which aims to protect staff from discrimination. yeah, the people you're going to go see, be seeking health, you have health issues, you're going to go discriminate against the people that are going to be helping you. You know, there's this Korean lady that cuts my hair. I'm sorry, Vietnamese woman cuts my hair. And she's been in this country for over 20 years, but she still speaks pidgin English. I told her the other day, I'd really like to have an in-depth conversation with you, but you're too busy talking to your relatives in Vietnamese. You haven't been spending enough time since you're an American, speaking to an American, to learn the language better. And while she was cutting my hair that day, there was something she said, and I didn't know how to respond to it. And I asked her, I said, I'm sorry, what did you say? She says, oh, don't be mad at me. And I said, mad at you? I said, I've never been mad at you. And I says, and how smart would it be for me if that was my goal to make you angry? You're the person cutting my hair. You see the point? Kind of the same thing. You want people that are going to be looking at your boo-boos or your terminal disease or whatever the hell ails you, and you're going to go in there and do what? You're going to be a racist or a sexist toward them? The policy establishes a sports-style disciplinary system in which patients receive a yellow card and eventually a red card for offenses. Once a patient receives a red card, his or her treatment is withdrawn as soon as is safe. Any visitors causing disturbance or behaving in an unacceptable manner will get one verbal warning before being removed. This is what the North Bristol NHS Trust website reads. The types of behavior, by the way, classified as abusive include racist or sexist language, gestures or behavior, and malicious allegations. The prohibition of malicious allegations alone may be a possible source of concern for patients, considering the NHS's previous malpractice scandals, in which staff initially denied the accusations, such as in a 2018 case in which 456 patients died after the unjustified administration of opioids. You know, you can't say anything about that. That might be a malicious allegation, and we'll give you a red card, and then we're going to throw you out of here because you've seen what we did, and you're still talking, ain't you? Here's two aspirins. Go home and go to bed, and don't come back. And regarding the Red Card to Racism program, North Bristol NHS Trust Chief Executive Andrea Young said this, "We have staff from many different backgrounds, from all over the world, and we pride ourselves on our commitment to equality, which is a fundamental value of the NHS. I'm sorry, I thought it was health care to people that needed it, not sitting there babysitting all the colors of the world. But of course, we're sending a strong signal that any racism or discrimination is completely unacceptable. We want staff to challenge and report it, and we want everybody to know it will have consequences." According to the trust, the change is motivated by allegedly growing number of incidents of racism. Cases of offensive behavior will be reported on the trust incident management system and on patients' individual notes. Oh, they're going to tell on me. The trust is promoting the program by putting up posters around the hospital and publishing photos and videos on social media that encourage staff to speak up if they witness racism or discrimination on site, assuring them they are protected by the policy. Better watch that. Anytime the government says, hey, you can snitch and we'll protect you, it never ends up good. So, okay. The hospital is also encouraging the staff to join its Black, Asian, and minority ethnic network as a way of providing support to any affected staff. Alex Rakes with Stand Against Racism and Inequality, a UK-based group that provides support and advice to victims of hate. A little bit more on this, we get back from the bottom of the hour break, 800-313-9443. I was hoping for better news, folks, starting out my first show here of 2020.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. But we're never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy. No, we're never gonna survive.
So, as I said, the SARI, the Stand Against Racism and Inequality, which is nothing but communist complaints. Oh, it's so unequal. Oh, you're racist. You know, you want to see racism? You want to see violence? Just take a look at the left in this country. And, you know, good luck with trying to start a war with us. We saw all your shenanigans and clown act going on, and we just took one step backward and pulled out a cigarette or a lunch, and we just sat in observance. Takes two to tango, and so far, luckily the FBI or some governmental agency hasn't put together a false retaliation squad, so we have real bloodshed in the streets. Man. At any rate, the Stand Against Racism and Inequality is working with a number of hospital trusts regarding racist incidents towards staff and patients, and is pleased to be supporting a dedicated working group at NBT in enforcing the zero-tolerance approach toward racism and hate crimes. Oh, there it is, a hate crime. You hate what's going on. You got a reason to be pissed off. You can't voice it. You're hateful. See, this is all designed to stop the speech about the invasion of the unwashed masses into their countries, the people that want to change the culture, the people that will gang up and murder people in their host countries with machetes or whatever they can lay their hands on. And see, we can't say anything about that because that would be hateful. You hate what's going on, but you can't say anything about it because, well, that would be hateful, you see. It's crucial that hospitals are safe, respectable, and inclusive environments, and that all the hardworking employees feel fully supported when they face such abuse. Well, my dear little snowflakes, I suggest you go get another job. I hear there's a lot of openings for greeters at Walmart. They did away with those guys, what, a year or so ago? The policy as currently announced does not make clear how low the bar lies for determining whether behavior is sufficiently offensive to merit a patient's withdrawal. I like how they put that. A patient's withdrawal, like the patient is withdrawing. No, they're being withdrawn. Highly publicized case from 2017, a female NHS patient complained when she requested a female nurse to carry out a cervical smear only for the hospital to send a person with an obviously male appearance, close-cropped hair, a male facial appearance and voice, large number of tattoos, and facial stubble. That sounds like a guy to me, and the patient requested that a woman do the investigation there. When the patient pointed out what she believed to be a mistake, the nurse replied, "My gender is not male. I'm a transsexual." Well, la-di-da for you. You got stubble and tattoos. Okay, you're not a woman. You tweaked out twerp. Now I really don't want you looking at my private parts, okay? But that would be hateful. Keep in mind. In that case, the patient forewent the cervical smear but ultimately received an apology from the Central North West London NHS Foundation Trust. Well, why were they apologetic? Seems that they want to pull everybody's health card here and throw them out. Trust policy is to consider seriously all requests for clinicians of a particular gender, the trust said in a statement. People who are not comfortable about this are presented as bigots, and this is kind of how I was made to feel about it, the patient said at the time. Would this woman's behavior have been deemed offensive had she been at the Bristol Trust under a new policy? Vagueness can lead to significant leeway in deciding what constitutes racism or sexism. In 2017, for example, University Hospital Bristol NHS Foundation ordered the removal of a British flag from a stab vest of security personnel because the national banner was deemed offensive. Let me read that again. In 2017, University Hospitals Bristol NHS Foundation Trust ordered the removal of the British flag from the stab vest of security personnel because the national banner was deemed offensive. Seriously. These people are coming into host countries and then bitching and complaining that what? Well, that flag heraldry or that symbology, that's offensive to me. Well, good. Grab your stuff and get the hell out of here. Go home. This is a major push by the communists worldwide, folks, and it ain't going to let up. But did I fail to mention we don't have any national health care and we still got our guns? Yeah, you betcha. You betcha we do. Now, while the UK has a private health insurance market, only 10.5% of the population has private coverage. And most physicians who receive private insurance are also NHS employed after receiving private patients at their facilities. And then there comes the government right on the tail and all this shenanigans. Yeah, well, we're paying how much percent of your, okay, that gives us the right. No. The latest instance of government-enforced political correctness demonstrates the danger of putting government in charge of health care. When the state pays for your treatment, it has the power to take that treatment away from you if you refuse to abide by its rules. Kind of like driver's licenses, you know? State doesn't give a damn whether you know how to drive or not. I prefer that you don't kill anybody, I guess. But, you know, what would these cops do if everybody drove the speed limit and all used their turn signals and nobody ever got in fender benders? And just, why would we need police out there? We could do away with half of them for the more serious crimes, couldn't we? Rather than out there revenuing off the public. Man, I don't know, folks. Just watching all this unfold, and we've been telling people this for a number of years. So I guess we're not just conspiracy theorists anymore. We've just been relegated to being hateful and insensitive for telling everybody the truth. Oh, I have no doubt it's a conspiracy, but not one of my making. I'm just reporting on it. I ain't doing it. Well, the latest on Julian Assange, and this one isn't good. He was allowed one phone call over Christmas, and the reporter that talked to him, Assange told him, he says, I'm being tortured to death. I'm dying here. Think he'll make it to February? I doubt it very much. If he does, it's just going to be a bag of bones. There's not going to be anything left of his mind. A very sedated Julian Assange told a friend that he's dying on Christmas Eve. Because of Assange's condition during the phone call, concerns about his health have mounted. His suffering amounts to torture at the hands of government. And by the way, what was Julian Assange's crime? Was for publishing the truth. He embarrassed the United States government, didn't he? Yeah. Bunch of joy boy stick guys just blowing the crap out of everything, and they got caught for killing civilians, and the government didn't like that. He gathered information, none of which was fabricated or faked, and published what the government is doing to other countries and the lengths that they go to enslave the masses. For that crime, Assange is being tortured in what can be summed up as a gulag. The powers that shouldn't be don't want someone who knows the truth to live to tell it, and that's becoming painfully obvious. Assange sounded like a shell of a man he once was during a Christmas Eve phone call. British journalist Vaughn Smith told RT, noting that WikiLeaks' founder had trouble speaking and appeared to be drugged. Assange was allowed to make just a single call from the maximum security Belmarsh prison in southeast London for Christmas holiday, hoping for a reminder of the world beyond his drab confines of steel and concrete. Smith told RT, I think he simply wanted a few minutes of escape and to revise some happy memories, adding that Assange had spent the holiday at his home in 2010. The brief conversation was far from cheerful, however, with Assange's deteriorating condition increasingly apparent throughout the call. Much like Jeffrey Epstein, the ruling class needs Assange out of the way. There won't be much of a testimony because the truth would come out, just like in Epstein's case. He had too much on too many powerful people. His speech was slurred. He was speaking slowly, Smith continued. Now, Julian is highly articulate, a very clear person when he speaks, and he sounded awful. It was very upsetting to hear him. And Smith also eerily added, he told me, I'm slowly dying here. Though Assange didn't say it out loud during the call, Smith said he believes the anti-secrecy activist is being sedated, noting that it seems pretty obvious that he was, and said others who visited Assange were aware of the same opinion. Worded weirdly. The mainstream media refuses to even touch the fact that Julian Assange is still locked up, not for committing crimes, but for exposing the crimes of the authoritarian ruling class. That's hateful, don't you know? British authorities have so far refused to divulge information about whether Assange has been given psychotropic drugs in prison, insisting only that they aren't mistreating him. But given that he is being kept in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day, with requests by numerous doctors to examine his physical condition denied, Smith said he has a hard time talking with officials, taking the officials at their word. What the authorities are doing to Assange amounts to torture of a political enemy. What's clear is what's happening to Julian is much more about vengeance and setting an example to dissuade other people from holding American power to account in this way. Mike? I'll play this brief clip for you.
Paul Smith's an independent video journalist and also a friend of Julian Assange and kindly joins me on the line now. Very good evening to you, Vaughan. I can't imagine Julian Assange got too many phone calls he could make, but he did make one of them to you, I believe, on Christmas Eve. What did he say about how he feels his mental, physical condition and the conditions of Belmarsh Prison where he is?
To be honest, he didn't talk too much about his conditions. Julian rang me because he spent Christmas with me and my family in 2010 while on bail all that time ago. I think he simply wanted a few minutes of escape and to talk to us because of the memories he had of that, happy memories. He was slurred, his speech was slurred, he was speaking slowly. Now, Julian is a highly articulate, very a clear person when he speaks, and he sounded awful, and it was very upsetting to hear him. So he didn't actually say that he was sedated. It seemed pretty obvious that he was, and the idea of him being sedated has come from several people who visited him, who've clearly been told, and the British government have been asked about it, and they refuse to address that matter. What they say is they're not mistreating him, but clearly he's being kept in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day, and they're not addressing these allegations, and I think we need to know more about it. What is happening to Julian? What are they doing to him?
I just wondered what your thoughts were at the time, because you must have had lots of questions you wanted to ask him out of natural curiosity, especially given you're a journalist, but at the same time, you're thinking, let's talk about what he wants to talk about.
Yes, I understood from what he said that he was allowed one call for Christmas and that he chose to call us. And so he spoke to my family and to my wife and my children. And we just wanted to do what we could to cheer him up. It was incredibly sad to hear him. He's obviously having a really vile time. And I just don't understand.
And, of course, at that point, the interview kind of gets technically janky from there on out. Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Good year to you, John. How you doing? Yeah, John, I want to talk about the fake news. We haven't been hearing too much about this Jesse Smollett, what's going on with that situation. But the real thing that's bothering me, is I remember back 4 months ago, they were talking about they're going to have a major case in December about Molly Tibbetts. You still haven't heard a word about her case, the illegal that murdered her. We haven't heard a dang thing from the fake news media about Molly Tibbetts. And by the way, John, we saw it happening today in Austin, Texas. Where's the knife grabbers now? Are they going to take everybody's kitchen knives from everybody? I mean, first they go off your guns, now they're going to go off their kitchen knives and machetes and all that. Pretty soon you won't be able to find a machete to cut down sugar cane or anything. I mean, This is absurd. By the way, John, the main thing they're doing to Austin, Texas, and the rest of Texas, I'm telling you right now, and you know this being a Texan, they're going to turn that state blue within the next 6 years. I guarantee it.
What did you just say?
They're going to definitely turn Texas blue within the next 6 years, for sure. Totally blue. It's going to be like Mexifornia.
You know, I seem to remember the Alamo. I seem to remember stuff that people didn't want to stick around in Texas because it was a little bit too volatile. You know, I keep hearing about Texas is going to go blue. It's going to go blue. You know, I mean, they can take the rat-infested cities if they want. I don't care. And by rats, I don't mean the four-footed variety with the long tails. I'm talking about all the illegals in the city of Dallas, in the city of Houston. They can have that. The rest of Texas doesn't really care. We care that they're here, but it's not going to last. Everybody's mapped this thing out going, okay, well, everything's going to go blue and they're all going to win. No, they're not. Tom, I don't know where you're getting this from, but this is going to go, it's going to go above and beyond political. This isn't going to be about voting. This is going
to
be.
I pray to God you're right. I pray to God you're right, but I pray to God that you're right what you're saying. But I can tell you, I heard this little Jeb Bush's son talking, little George and all these. Oh, well, Texas, we got to accept the fact that Texas is going to go blue. Basically, he's telling many that they're going to bring all these illegals from California and Arizona into Texas next to turn it blue. Because this is all by design. This is what the demon rat party needs. They're going to lose a black vote and a Jew vote pretty soon. I guarantee you Trump's going to get at least 20% in a Jew vote, maybe a little more. And the only thing they got is these illegals. And all these millennials want free crap. They want free college. They want free cars. They want free car insurance. They want everything free. Section 8 housing.
Yeah.
It's all about the freebies. And they're building them all over those cities in Texas. They can't do it in Florida because we got neither Texas because you got a great government.
No, you've already been mundialized down there, man. I mean, Jesus. Come on, Tom.
Steve knows that.
Yeah.
I know that too, John, but I can tell you, we have a governor finally, thank God he got elected, that's going to stop a lot of this nonsense. As a matter of fact, they're rounding up these illegals all over South Florida, and they're kicking them out of here.
Good.
And I hear that they're doing that in Texas, Americans, thank God.
Yeah.
But it's not that one. It's the ones that are legally here that are moving from state to state. All these New York and New Jerseyans are moving to Florida, John.
Well, a lot of
they're
this is
all over Florida, yeah. and they're a bunch of liberal lefty communists.
Yeah. All right, Tom. I appreciate your call. First one of 2020. By the way, remember me saying about Madam Ghislain? Where did I say she was? Is being hidden from the FBI. Yeah, like they're being hidden by the FBI. In a series of safe houses because of the information she has on powerful people. Now, Keith Griffith for the Daily Mail wrote this. Maxwell has remained incognito since Epstein's arrest and death behind bars. Yeah, he's not dead. New report claims both she and Epstein were assets for a foreign government. Sources say they funneled dirt on the rich and powerful to foreign spies. Now, Maxwell may be hiding in a safe house. Guess where? Mikey, get ready for it. Where do you think she would be hiding? Israel, yes, you're right. Did you just pick that out, or did you actually read the story? Well, that was a good guess. She's a British and U.S. citizen and daughter of the alleged Mossad operative. An explosive new report has asserted that the deceased sex criminal Jeffrey Epstein and his alleged madam, Ghislain Maxwell, were foreign intelligence assets, and that she is currently hiding in a safe house in Israel. Ghislain is protected. She and Jeffrey were assets of sorts for multiple foreign governments. They would trade information about the powerful people caught in his net, caught at Epstein's house, the unnamed source told Page Six. Maxwell, 58, has been accused in lawsuits of procuring underage girls for Epstein to sexually traffic among his wealthy and powerful friends, and is reportedly the subject of an ongoing FBI probe. Newsflash, The FBI couldn't find its butt in a lighted room with both hands. She's always denied any wrongdoing. Her attorney did not immediately respond to an inquiry from Daily Mail on Wednesday evening. That's because the lawyer would have to lie, and he ain't going to jail for this client. Or maybe Ghislaine has something on him. After Epstein's rearrest last year and the death behind bars in Oregon, boy, they keep pushing the death behind bars. I don't think the guy's dead. I think he's over there in a safe house in Israel. He's one of the assets. Folks, if you're going to get rid of them, you don't do it in a public display. You get him off into a safe area someplace and let things cool down, and then he just disappears, and somebody one day goes to look for him, and, well, where's Jeffrey? We don't know where he's at. Now, the Page Six source claims she's being protected by powerful foreign interest. She's not in the U.S. She moves around. She's sometimes in the U.K., but most often in other countries such as Israel, where powerful contacts have provided her with safe houses and protection, the source revealed. Maxwell is being protected because of the information she has on the world's most powerful people, the source said. Source also claimed that Prince Andrew begged Maxwell to come forward and clear his name after Virginia Roberts Giffrey claimed Epstein forced her to have sex with the royal when she was 17. Andrew, 59 years of age, strenuously denied having sex with Roberts and claims he can't remember meeting her despite a photograph of him with his arm around her. Andrew pleaded with Ghislaine to publicly defend him. She carefully considered it, but decided no good would come of it if she came forward. It isn't in her best interest, the source told Page Six. Andrew resigned from royal duties after giving a disastrous interview on Newsnight in November. It's not the first time that Epstein has been tied to Foreign Intelligence Service. Rumors have long circulated that Epstein secretly took videos of his rich and powerful friends having sex with underage girls. What do you think that island resort was, folks? Come on, man. So far, however, the FBI has not publicly confirmed whether any such blackmail material was recovered in raids on his properties. It's because she was already in there and cleaned the stuff out, probably. Since Epstein's arrest on federal sex trafficking charges in July, Maxwell has remained out of sight, save for photos that purported to show her and an In-N-Out burger in Los Angeles. And she just said to the person taking the picture, I don't know, here I am with her little doggy. That was a posed picture. That wasn't even her damn dog. But nobody wants to talk to me. Especially the FBI. Lenny, I'm sorry I can't take your call, man. I just looked at my caller screen. You must have called in late. Give me a buzz Monday. We'll be back here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a hell of a ride for 2020. One of your New Year's resolutions, please make a monthly donation to this network. Be as generous as you can, because we're going to need all the resource we can gather in this coming year.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.